Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station, and it's one of those Reaction Thursdays. Kicking off the season. So the phone lines and text lines will be open and read. Steve Rummage in the building. Nikki V in the booth. Steve Rummage in the building.
Listen, it's good to be in here, man. It's a nice day outside.
I'm angry. I'm enraged.
I'm all the above.
I'm angry.
Look, I'm a fan. Gosh, man, I'm sorry. The people are sitting around. Like, look, I sat down in your seat for a while, and I was like, mom's trainer. I was like, Mom Faulkner was there. I was like, is that seat? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I'm coming up.
Sorry.
It's fine. Why not? Gosh, man, I think I was running up and down the steps and everything. And then you know what made it worse?
Nervous energy.
This is gonna mean something to you. Do you know who walks in Bellarmine garb? And I got to see them just, they sit courtside.
In Bellarmine garb.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
The Troutmans. They walked in. I was like, hey, no. They're like, what? I'm like, no.
You don't get to go old Bellarmine.
You don't get to kick my you-know-what in basketball my entire life. And then even a rusty plate. I'm like, and come in here rooting for Bellarmine. No. I was like, no. Security.
Okay, so Steve, how you feeling this morning?
Okay, real quick, overall, let me start with this.
Congratulations, Scotty Davenport.
That's
and the Bellarmine Knights.
That's where I was going
to
start.
Congratulations, Coach Davenport. I mean, listen, what do you want me to say, Coach? You're good. I know you're good. You're good at what you do. I saw it out there. I saw all your years of coaching and everything you were yelling at me about. I saw you yelling at your kids about just the same. Nothing's changed. Coach Davenport, you're good.
Yeah.
Listen, Coach D, you and I both know that Marquette would set me up with that same backdoor play that you ran against these young fellas. So imagine me, Steve, right?
Mm-hmm.
I see this backdoor play getting set up.
Yeah.
I know they're baiting this kid into this play that I used to get baited in.
Oh.
And I listen to Coach Davenport say, Marcus, don't get nosy, don't get lazy. Boom, boom, boom. There it goes. Been setting up kids. Look, you've been setting up uber athletic, talented, nosy kids
I know.
For 30 years. and it happened again last night.
I know, man. Let me just first say kudos to Coach D.
Kudos, man. Coach D.
He coached his tail off last night. I could not be happier for him.
Absolute facts.
Don't talk to me ever again, just so we're clear. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you.
Nothing to say?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have nothing to say to him ever again. I'll root for your team still every game. No, he was awesome. Let me just real quick. Let's just get this out of the way. The kids are kids, y'all. They win a game. You think, oh, I'm doing the nails down. I assure you, Coach Davenport, who loves this city, I assure you that was addressed quickly. That's right. Not. They weren't. I don't. And for 1 ounce in me, think there's anything there that's like, oh man, they don't even. You know, like, yeah, he wanted to win the game, but he don't want Louisville not to succeed.
He doesn't want his kids throwing L's down. Trust me.
So kudos to Coach D. And there was a moment where me and Nick were standing there after the game, and he was sitting down in a chair by himself on the other end of the court, and I was like, good for you, Coach. Good for you, man.
Tip of the cap.
He did his thing. And let me say this. We should open with Bellarmine every single year.
I agree. I got no problem with that.
That should be the opening game every single year.
And listen, without having any inside information, I totally think Coach Payne would do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah.
That should be the opening game every year.
Yep, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Listen. It'll make you a team that'll make you play defense for you know, the full shot clock.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's like playing a.
All right, Coach. That's enough Bellarmine. That's enough Bellarmine. All right. I'm done. All right. I'm done with it. Let's move on. I'll never credit a team like that after beating my team. He was good.
Yeah.
Good job, Coach.
Okay.
All right.
What next?
What next? Okay. Let me give you a quick overview for me. I'll do the overview. Sorry, that was me. It was a game for me where I think Bellarmine exposed a lot of things that we struggle with, okay? But it's also a game that I watched as a process. And I watched the team early guard a team for 26 seconds, and then Bellarmine get an open shot. And I watched as the game went on, a team guard a team for 26 seconds, 29 seconds, and a shot clock violation. Diener said it this morning. I'm not sure Bellarmine would scored another point. Louisville locked in on defense, man. Of course, they probably scored another point, but you know.
Yeah.
Coach, like, we would have scored.
They were hitting the wall.
Yes, Coach, you would have scored.
They were hitting. Listen, yeah. When we started picking up, we saw that our team had some juice.
The biggest thing for me.
To have fourth quarter juice, we had.
We dumped it in at the end of the game to Rose. Rose started. Now, let me be clear. For everybody saying we shoot too many threes, we shot 38%, okay? If we're going to shoot 38%,
no,
we're a pretty good three-point shooter.
Yeah,
no team.
Coach in America.
Yeah.
They'll settle for 38%.
Yeah, I actually say we might have learned last night we're a little bit better of a three-point shooting team than we thought.
Yeah, and we thought we could be.
We got some dudes that can hit the three ball, okay? But we finally started dumping it down late in the game. My question is, or my takeaway is how now does Coach Payne – get Louisville to play the way they played in the first segment and the last couple segments, majority of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, you can win some games.
Some of the things that we did late, Coach Payne is already aware we're going to be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Coach Payne knows I'm going to be able to get some inside touches on my big man. That's the easy part.
Yeah.
Drive, draw, and dish is the easy part. Movement off the ball is the hard part because that's the part that takes discipline,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You could attack like, okay, once the guys really turned it on, I'm sorry, Steve. I'm trying to keep it macro with you. But I keep going to individual plays. I keep going into basketball mind, into sports mind.
Yeah.
But big picture. Okay, prime example. Coach Davenport. He would remember this. His games might be fuzzy or something, but I remember it because it's me.
Yeah.
We're on the road, opener at VCU, mm-hmm. right? I'm pissed off at Coach and Coach Crum because they took me out. I got one foul early. They took me out. I didn't play a lot that game.
Yeah.
We got down. He put me back in. I'm dying because I got that L. Ellis energy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I worked absolutely. Way too hard in the offseason. Don't put me on this bench. So the first time I got the ball, I go baseline as hard as I can, and I cross over, you know, real fast, and, you know, I think I get fouled, right?
Uh-huh.
Coach Davenport, I remember this, Steve, like, between me and him. He says, I've never seen you move that fast in my life. You know what I'm saying? He's like, and he does a little,
yeah.
I mean, you're like, right? And I remember the look in his face, like, he was giving me that, where was that? Like, I've never seen you do that. But you're pissed off. Now you do that.
Yeah.
That would be the 100% exact conversation I would have with Brandon, mm-hmm. with Mike James, with Kamari Lands when he does the big crossover. You know, he ends up getting fouled.
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't seen you move that fast, you know, 10% of the time since you've been on this campus.
Mm-hmm.
Coach is going to try to have that same Davenport conversation after this game. You see how fast y'all moved late?
Yeah.
You see how aggressive y'all moved late? You see how y'all started talking and how y'all started cheering for each other late? Where the hell y'all been?
Yeah.
Where the hell has that been?
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a different vibe. But
that still takes time.
But sometimes you got to be put in a pressure cooker like that. When I watched Brandon Huntley Hatfield,
it's a good environment.
Yeah, well, but I'm even microing it closer. Yep. I'm saying into the game, yep. the way it was. And no, I'm not going to say it. Okay, never mind. I don't like to do the fan thing, okay? I was a little disappointed with how many people left with 3 minutes left. Like, that ended up being a tight game. But it's okay. But it was late. I understand. It's school night.
Getting up for me.
As a parent, I understand.
Get no backup from early leaving crowd for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I understand. There may be, you know, look, we got to get out of here. So I do wish we could have kept that. But here's the thing. When I watch Brandon Huntley Hatfield block that shot, come down, walk his man down, open up, seal.
Mm-hmm.
He's calling for it. You know, he's holding his man off. He gets it. He takes three dribbles. He goes up in the middle. That's a good sign. Like that. That's what we need to see.
Listen, we're angry at Sidney Curry. He gets mm-hmm. the ball on the block. They're coming to double team Sidney Curry.
Make it right with the bets.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
all Diener's betting cards.
He's like, yes. I knew it was something different about him this morning. Listen, Sidney Curry, JJ's cutting down the middle of the lane. Sidney Curry throws the basketball at JJ's legs.
Yeah.
He throws that, makes a clean pass to JJ Trainer. Mm-hmm. It was the right read, but he just threw it low and tight and didn't trust himself. JJ dunks that ball. Like JJ was running down that lane, jumping so he was loading up from the 3-point line. He was going to tear the roof off the building. All Sidney Curry had to do is relax and make a cleaner pass.
Yeah.
How many times did we fumble the ball at point blank? We complimented Rose.
That's who should start next game.
Right.
I love it.
We complimented Rose last year saying he was one of the guys with good hands.
Yeah.
You know, just that anxiety between getting comfortable, getting his touch. I'm expecting L to make this pass.
Yeah.
L shovels that ball to Brandon Huntley Hatfield.
Oh, that's a great pass.
He drops it.
I know.
And he's like instantly, oh, man, you know, yeah, I screwed that up.
That was a great pass.
Like you start to see when they started just saying, kind of like Chris Mack said, lost in the game. When they got lost in the late game, we know our system. Now let's go get some buckets.
Yeah.
Listen, I explained last night. On one end is all your talent and individual ability. On the other end is the system. You're going to have to meet in the middle. The system is not going to score any buckets for you. It's not going to score the bucket for you. You know, your talent is the finisher. You know, you just got to meet that. You got to meet them together.
Oh no, absolutely. And that's where we've got to find that happy medium. I mean,
Brandon and Rose played together well,
very well, very well. Yeah, yeah. They. Look, I'm the Louisville fan in me's coming out. I'm like, you got to start Rose. I like what Rose is doing, man. I do. I like what Rose is doing. And I said it over the summer.
He sparked the team with that dunk.
Yeah. And I said it over the summer. And I said, it's kind of odd. We're just not hearing anything about Curry.
Mm-hmm.
He's not in any of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
We're just not seeing anything. I don't know what's going on there. I don't know. I mean, like, okay, if he's out of shape, fine, but there's more than that. It's more than that.
That's what that's why I don't participate in this out of shape conversation.
And I'm not saying there's like some huge like
yeah.
I just mean like
he's struggling with something.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what it is, but Rose was much more active because early I wanted him to throw it in the post.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Tino said something to me on Twitter and I was like, you know what? I agree with you. They weren't exactly begging for it on the post either. Mm-hmm. I thought as the game went on, they started to do that more. They started to post in the second half, even early. We were posting up much harder. The guards just wasn't throwing it in there.
Mm-hmm.
As the second half went on, they started dumping it in a little more. You know, it's that's gonna have to happen. I mean, of course, you're gonna hear all day.
The phone lines are open, by the way. Like, yeah, we don't mind taking calls.
And don't get me wrong, you're gonna hear all day what's wrong with the team. I'm just trying to give you a couple hours here of, and we'll talk about some criticisms too. But I'm trying to come up with a couple hours here of like, you know, there were some things you can watch though and say, like Mike James.
I've never had an easier time critiquing this team.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Maben mm-hmm. has never, like, I've never saw the issues. Okay, let me explain something also, Steve. Because, like you said, you and I see the narratives before they even get started, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Okay. When Kenny Payne talks about confidence, right? It's gotten to the point where he's, okay, I understand what people are saying. You know, you can't make it all about psychology, okay? He's not just talking about psychology. So like, you know how, like, when he says confidence, everybody goes, oh, so they're all a bunch of head cases. No, it's confidence in the system. It's confidence that what you do is going to work. You know, it's not like he's not calling the whole team a full of, dejected player. It's like, hey, no, do that because it's going to work. Pass that ball with confidence. Believe it's going to work. You know, like the actual physical finishing, you know, of, hey, when we practice this, it's going to work. When it doesn't work, it's not my fault. It didn't work. It just didn't work. But yeah, we did the right thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's like it's bad luck if it doesn't work. Instead of blaming yourself,
yeah,
it's a start. Okay, we did perfect.
What do they have to do? Okay, let's look at that really quick. What do they have to do?
When you say have to
get in the paint more. Okay, do we think the guards like I mean, as far as off the dribble, I mean, like we have to. I said that asking, but I'm kind of like saying it because I had my own answer too. So I look at it and I say, okay, what do we have to do going forward? What do I leave? I think we shot the ball well. I think the defense got much better late.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think we were that bad defensively the whole game.
Mm.
I think Billerman made you play defense for a long time, and tough. We weren't ready for that. Now, at the end of the day, it's still Billerman. We're going to play in the ACC.
Yep.
So, I'm not saying like, so you, before you, give me a second before you say, well, I mean, if you can't do it against Bobby, you can't do it against anybody. Yeah, I understand. I will say Coach Davenport's probably a better coach than some, a lot of the coaches you're going to play, but they made you play defense for a long time. Mm-hmm. But outside of Kamari got blown around once. JJ got
L got blown around.
L got once. Yeah, I mean there was some things, but I need to see more inside out play if we're gonna shoot threes.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see more of that instead of threes kind of off the I don't mind how we swing the ball.
Yeah,
but I would like to see guys get in the middle. You know, you get out. It's a little, I think you get a better shot that way. And again, I mean, dumping in the post. But here's my thing. Kenny Payne said that after the game. So I believe they're going to work on it.
Steve, what do we have to do? Paint touches with purpose.
Yeah.
All right. Don't get in the paint just to get in the paint to kick it out. The point of paint touches is to make the defense collapse. If you're never coming to a jump stop, never looking at the rim, then you're getting into the paint just for the paint touch, just so you can make a pass.
Yeah.
I understand that. You know, but hey, like Bellarmine did a great job of spreading out the floor, and when they got into the paint, they stayed low in their triple threat position, strong with the ball. They were under control. We have to get under control with our paint touch. Bellarmine, for example, of the game last night, we're comfortable. We're going to eventually get comfortable catching, getting the ball into the paint, and if they make a mistake, I'm just going to take it all the way.
Sure.
You know, but the movement, when I stop and jump stop and reverse pivot, we're going to start learning our rules. JJ's cutting. You know, okay, they know when I pivot,
up, yeah,
this is guy's going to be open. Mike James threw a late turnover to Kamari Lance. He's like, no, go to the corner. You know, he got caught in the air, and he kind of like, because he didn't know where.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to do that more. Mike James right there, he said, go all the way to the corner, man. Like, you know the rules.
Well, plus even me being aggravated about posting up. If our guards aren't getting in the lane, Bellarmine just sagged in the lane last night. Mm-hmm. Like, they were like, okay, if you're going to stay out there, well, we're just going to hang in the lane. As you start to drive more, and we see that, like, and I'm talking more than just one dribble. I mean, I have nothing wrong with a pump fake, one dribble and score, but but if you're going to see bigs have to start helping, which is going to help our bigs, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's what I say. There's things that this fan base can look at, and you can say, okay, these are fixable things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like I'm watching a team that it's like, they just can't win.
Jump stopping in the lane. Under control in the lane. That is, look, and Kenny Payne said it. We have to be strong with the basketball in the lane. Rose, you had your hand on at least three rebounds or post touches that you power dribbled and lost. Sidney Curry power dribbled and lost. Brandon Huntley Hatfield power dribbled and lost. That's just competition. Elevating your intensity level.
Yeah.
You know, listen, in practice, we're used to playing against each other. We're, you know, hey, no, you're going to be playing against people who are intent on taking the ball or breaking your hand.
Yeah.
Jalen Withers, great example. You blow around that kid wide open. We've loved Jalen Withers.
You said Jalen Withers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to throw in there, by the way, speaking of him driving, he drew six fouls yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Jalen, your athleticism.
That's a good stat for those.
You can draw. Listen, you can draw fouls, but now you have to take the next step. We've always gotten kind of bitey at Jalen because we're like, you're looking to get fouled, mm-hmm. Jalen. Mm-hmm. Go in there with intentions of finishing the play.
Yeah.
Not to get fouled. We love that you're a free throw shooter. You know, you remember how we would say, Jalen, you pump faked him. You had him in the air. Jump into their body with bad intentions. We've been saying that for 3 years, right? So under either coach.
Well, the problem is when he goes in looking to get fouled, there's a lot of times Jalen Withers goes to the bucket and he ends up on the floor.
Yep.
And while on one hand I'm going, where's the foul? On the other hand, my team's playing 4-on-5.
Yep, yep. And the referees, okay, you look at Bellarmine. Every time they got you in the air, it's the game point attitude.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving this end of the court without the foul.
Mm-hmm.
If I get you in the air, I'm jumping into you.
Yeah.
Jalen.
I think we stay down well, too.
Oh, yeah. We did.
I do think we do a good job
at
that.
I mean, three.
Sorry, I'm interjecting.
Yeah,
I'm
probably just, three times we left our feet.
Rose did once, but he came down.
Yeah, he knew he messed up right away. Yeah,
But I think we hold serve there pretty good.
Yeah, and we're really tall, so he says. Here's the problem. If we number one is the jump stop strong with the ball. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Step one, paint touches with purpose.
Yeah. That's really good.
That's where it starts.
That's exactly what I was trying to say. That pisses me off when you do that sometimes because, like, I spend, like, 10 minutes trying to explain what I'm trying to say, and then you come up with something like that, and I'm like, well, yeah.
Listen.
Probably the pullover.
That.
Next time, grab two. I know they got two X's. I see some of the animals walking in there.
This is two X.
Just come to the game Saturday and take me to the dinner.
Who we got online? Dave, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Mr. Marcus, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, good sir. How about yourself?
Well, I'd be happier if we won, but you know what? I'm just not that bitter about it, to be honest.
Listen,
elaborate, please.
Well, I still see issues that I think from last year we could have fixed, and I'm waiting for Kenny to fix them. I guess Jalen Withers, I love his upside, but he still doesn't want to take a hit the right way.
Mm-hmm.
He takes it better, but not where we need it. Yeah,
right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not at all what you need from him. And then, you know, Curry. You know, it was halfway through last year before Curry turned the light on. I think that's what we're going to see again this year. I just don't want – I guess what I'm saying is I don't want it to be such a guard-dependent offense. We've got that kind of size down low. We need to utilize it as soon as we can.
It's a good call. I think that's what people are hoping with Curry as well, but – we'll see.
And again, listen, I'll say it over and over again. I think the paint is the easiest fix. Mm-hmm. Pounding the ball into the paint is one of the easier fixes.
Yeah.
Getting the ball into the paint strong. Listen, post feeds. A couple times Brandon posted up strong. We didn't get it to him.
Mm-hmm.
Our post injury. Okay, that third tier, Steve, after, you know, paint touches with purpose, strong jump stops in the middle, that last one is just the fundamental stances. Stay low, get low, stay low on defense. The reason y'all were fouling is because y'all were guarding too high, standing up too high. So Nolan Smith is going to be the new Reaganong over there on the bench. Nolan, or there's going to have to be like a football get back guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
This team needs a stance guy.
Yeah.
Nolan or Reese or, you know, I don't care who it is. Some
should make Reese stay in a stance for the entire game.
He's going to be so mad you said that because somebody's going to think that's a good idea over there. There has to be a stance guy, right?
Yeah.
Because the stance is – you know, when Kenny Payne talks about coaching effort, the stance is the most, like, mentally draining thing in basketball. Staying in a stance, seeing man and ball. How many times did we drive and we had a guy that could help, but his back is turned because he's – what do they call it? I don't know if this is a technical term. Look, I shouldn't say it with him in here. Like, it's called grab-assing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, is that – passable. Grab-assing.
Yeah.
Hey, You're guarding your man, but you don't know where the ball is. You're right up on your man.
That happened to Rose a couple times last night.
Yep. Yeah. You don't see man and ball. So the third tier of fixing is having one coach over there reminding everybody on every play, call out your man and ball stance over and over again.
There was a play late where a guy went around Ellis, and I mean, as I'm watching the play develop, it was like, Rose, help. Help, you know, so everybody could see it coming.
That's
and
why we
like,
didn't get a lot of charges.
Yeah.
Because our help side is just grab-assing his man.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll say grab-assing.
Grab-assing.
So, yeah, grab-assing. So,
that's pretty good.
Yeah. So, yeah, if our help side guy sees man and ball, you know, your man and ball, stance, you know, and call out your man. Like I say, this is so important to the team that's going to have to be a dedicated coach.
Yeah.
You get that, game on. For the season. Like, game on. I'm not oversimplifying, and we're going to talk about, you know, the details of some players and performances and all that good stuff. But overall, that's a three-tier fix, you know, or it's my three-tier criticism slash fix. For the team, I'll tell you what, we'll take a quick commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben rolling along on 939 The Ville.
David Banner. Hey, T.I.P. You know your folk be staying down on the road, man. Rolling all the way from Florida, M.I.A. on up to Duval, on up to Tennessee. A lot of the real G be showing love, you know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that. All the dope boys be coming out. All the homegirls be showing love. But a lot of folk, man, they still be looking like they don't know who I'm here. So let me tell them who I'm here. Rubber band, man. Wild as the Taliban. 9 in my right, 45 in my other hand. I'm in trouble, man. I always in trouble, man. I'm worth a couple hundred grand. Shit is all colors, man. A rubber band, man. Like a one-man band. Trees, rappers like the Apollo.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
Okay, can we address, let's go ahead and address this, because I think this does need to be talked about.
Let's go.
A lot of people have asked, but I'm going to use this texter's question. It says, fellas, how do we take some pressure off of L. Ellis? No Fabio last night. That is something I could be a little critical of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that Coach Payne can tell me this is why I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, if only we had somebody in practice that could see, like, what was going on, like, what's really keeping Fabio.
Yeah, I know. It's like if we had a former player on the show.
I mean, if the coach, like, sent out an email and said people are, you know, welcome to practice.
Yeah, actually inviting, you know, making sure the former players knew they could come. That'd be great. After you showed me that little email that may or may have not been sent, and now I'm really going to start being like, okay, you've got it once a week. You need to stop in there. Like, I'm tired of this. But I can play that game.
Right.
Like, I need a little more Fabio. Hersey played some, but Hersey played with L. Okay, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind them playing together.
Yeah, because I'm like, I'm curious. Fabio, I think he can play with L. You should be able. Yeah, like, you're functional.
And there is some subs right now that when they come in the game, I'm like, why are they coming in this early? I don't like that.
I'm going to find out what his Achilles heel is. Like, what's the – he's obviously got listed with a thing that you do.
Yeah.
That if you do this, I'm not going to play you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm – unless you – and maybe there's something where he's like, listen, I got a plan with Fabio. We're going to do, you know, okay, fine. Like, I'm not trying to overstep the coach here. Like, oh, you know, I'm in practice every day.
Right.
But I am starting to kind of like, okay. Because here's the thing. We said all summer, I think we're fine with the guards we got. But that was under the assumption that the guards we got are going to play.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, and don't get me wrong. I mean, I think we could have used another
like
one. I'm not saying that, but
like I said, Mike James, he overshot my
expectations. You that he may be able to run a little bit of that. Yeah. He might be able to do a little bit of that.
Mike James, again, Kamari lands, it's going to be, hey, how fast can you get confident?
Mm-hmm.
How fast can you grow up?
Yeah.
I told you 4 weeks ago, I'm going to need Kamari Lance to be an adult.
Yeah.
I can't have him being a freshman, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
This is what I need to have a good year.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Game one, he's not an adult.
Yeah.
You know, gets a good look. I got to argue with the Valvanos for the rest of the year.
Right.
I'm going to drag them into this one.
Yeah.
Stir up.
I love.
The biggest Kenny Payne haters in the city of Louisville.
Oh, for God's sake.
Who do they hate more?
The whole family.
KP or
Payne? We were playing softball the other day, and or a couple weeks ago, and Jamie was like, a ball got hit to him, and he was throwing to first. And he's like, why there, KP? You know, I was like, I don't know. Jamie, we're weird. Playing softball, man.
Penny or KP, who do they hate more? So here's the thing. This is what I'm arguing with. This is what I'm arguing with
kidding,
them about.
We're kidding.
This is what I'm going to argue with them about.
Yeah.
Honeycomb posters. I had so many of them.
I absolutely loved the play call. For the last shot.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I heard Coach Payne say, hey, this is what's going to happen. We're going to throw this wrinkle. And we throw this wrinkle in the day of the game. He put this in today, Steve, mm-hmm. of the game day. He said, hey, y'all, we're going to run this play. Going to execute it. Kamari. So imagine, Steve, he's told you 5, 6, 7 hours earlier. I've prepared you for this.
Yeah.
This is going to be a play we're going to run. You're going to be wide open, son. Mm-hmm. Step up and knock it down. So you take your pregame nap, Steve, and you visualize that's going to be my play.
Yeah.
We're going to call that for you. We usually do it this way. We're going to have you run off the screen. You're going to be wide open. You visualize it. 5, 6, 7 hours later, it's 9 o'clock at night. Listen, 66, 67. Coach says, gather around, fellas. You remember that play we put in 7 hours ago? The play you've been visualizing? The play we ran for you 10 times in practice earlier today. We're gonna call that play and we're gonna win this damn game. Mm-hmm. Right? You run the play, everything's just like he said. Wide open. Bellarmine has I'm telling y'all, I know Scotty Davenport. He protects inside out, which means he is going to give up this shot for the game. You know, he's going to give up this shot versus an inside touch. Scotty Davenport does not like to get snuck for an inside layup in a crucial situation. Marcus Maben knows that Coach Davenport plays inside out on out of bounds plays. He takes pride and being one of the best teams in America not to get scored on out-of-bounds plays. In 1999, Coach Davenport would say, hey, guys, we're 1-26 about not allowing inbound plays. You know, like, he was excited about that stat. I know that. Rick knows that. Kenny Payne knows that. John Calipari knows that. Coach K knows that. When we play Bellarmine, they protect inside out.
Yeah.
Kamari, you're a great shooter. We practice this. You're going to be going to your right-hand side. That's your favorite way to shoot. Step up, knock it down.
Well, a couple things. Let me say this. This texter, I do agree with, said Lands was 0-for-5, but had the confidence to take that game-winning shot.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Okay.
No, he did not.
Okay, interesting.
No, he did not.
I'm listening.
This is what Kenny Payne is talking about.
Okay.
I draw this play. You come around. There is zero reason for my 6'8" shooter to pump fake, dribble, and then shoot the same shot. You did with that dribble exactly what you weren't supposed to do. If you're confident, you catch that ball. You put it in the bucket. But, son, you go through this film with him. Like, you know, each individual have a film session. You bring Kamari in. He's expecting a 20-minute individual film session. Mm-hmm. You show him this one play. You stand him up. You smack him on the butt. Get out of here and go practice that shot.
Yeah.
That's it. You shorten his film session. Go shoot.
Yeah.
Go shoot the ball. You got five good looks. You took it to the basket. You shot the little floater. That looked a little more free.
You know how I put it? I left last night thinking Kamari Lance is Sidney Curry from last season.
Mm-hmm.
Last season, I watched Sidney Curry, Nick, and I said, man, when he punches one, he's going to, like, oh, yeah. You know,
he's going to remember. Yeah, he's going to remember who he is. Yeah.
And it sure enough, it happened. He got one good one in a game. Next thing you know, he went up for another one. He missed it, but he went up over somebody. And then he got another good one. And it was like from that point on, he was dunking. Kamari Lance, you can tell, he's going to knock a couple down. And you're going to go.
Nothing more.
Here we go.
Nothing is more frustrating.
He's a good player.
When you get a look and you get a wide open look. And he's trying to guide that thing. I'm going to use a terrible example. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use the worst example that could ever be used.
And God, Kenya Martin wasn't there. Short corner.
Why do you want to hurt me?
I'd have caught that ball. I was five rows behind the mid.
Why you want to hurt me?
Marcus, no.
Why you want to hurt me?
Did you call out any screens, by the way, last night?
No, but I did move. I was sitting there where Marcus sits, because Marcus wasn't there. And look, people know the game. When Marcus not there, I'm sitting in his seat.
Me and Jack saw your
Zach
hat
and those guys.
There's rummage.
They don't bother me. They know how it is. It got to about 14 minutes. I was like, I can't sit here. Like, because I'm starting to, like, I'm hitting my foot. And the bless his heart, the guy next to me, I mean, he's not, there's no emotion there whatsoever. And I'm just like,
I will say this, Steve.
And I had a great time watching the game.
I didn't turn it off.
Really?
I looked at usually like years past.
Sorry.
About the 10-minute mark. Hey, Steve, call me when it's over. Let me know what happened. No. I watched that thing all the way down to the end.
I mean, if you took rooting interest out of the game, it was just Team A versus Team B. It was a really fun college basketball
right,
game. It was
right.
Really fun.
So, yeah. Listen. Original point, Kamari – shoot the ball the first time. The dribble took it. It took you out of rhythm. It just shook everything up. But here's the thing: he steps up and knocks that shot down. His confidence quadruples, right?
Mm-hmm.
But again, the film session, everything was perfect, son. Listen, it wasn't bad luck though. You second guessed yourself. Yeah. That's why you got the dribble. That's why it's like. Shooting a free throw, right? If you got a routine, three dribbles, sometimes you might see it, Steve. Somebody, all of a sudden, they dribble a fourth time, and you're like, damn.
I know.
Before he even shoots the free throw.
Yep.
Sometimes you see a guy get a pass, and they get the pass, and they kind of spin it a little extra. You're like, damn. Because you know, hey, abort. As a coach, as a fan, as a former player, you say, hey, if you don't catch that ball clean, abort. But your brain is like, no, I'm still open.
I know.
You know, but you're like, no, you're not in rhythm. It's not right. So that struggle's there. It just hit the shot, Kamari.
I'll tell you what, man, and I think part of it's our size, too. We got some dudes. Like, Mike James is not afraid. Like, you put your hand down, he'll shoot.
Mm.
Like, he don't necessarily care about space.
And he has a high shot. He has a good high shot.
Good awk, like Patino would say.
Yeah,
I'll see myself out.
Sorry, no, that was good. It took me a second.
Thanks. Kamari doesn't shoot it high enough.
Yeah.
Well, he doesn't shoot it enough. He does shoot it high.
You're right.
He does need a little space. He passes up on some. But the team knows that, too. Last night, there was a point in the game where Kamari passed one up and whatever, and Jalen Withers was like, you know, the ball went out of bounds or something. Jalen Withers was like, hey. Shoot.
That's the one you got to shoot.
Yeah. He was like, shoot. Somebody said, Nick sounds happy today.
Everybody's going to be on the recipient end of the Louisville smoke. in small doses. That could happen. But, again, you played the most disciplined defensive players against Davenport.
Ree would have got eight up on defense.
Yeah, I know.
Last night. I love Devin Ree. Like, I think Devin Ree's going to help.
I mean, that back door off cut is tough.
Got shredded.
It's tough. It's tough to guard.
Yeah.
Period. Yes, everybody's going to watch the Bellarmine tape, but they're going to try to implement some specialty things against Louisville, but it's not going to work because they're going to be new to that. I know, that was crazy. So, yeah, that's all about the Kamari Lance. Yeah. You shoot it, it goes down, slides back out. Now you're pressing. Mm. You know, we saw some shooters last year that get close to, you know, getting going. Like you said, the Curry from last year, Kamari just needs, you know what he needs to do? To your point, or to the kind of
my point,
to the reverse of your point, I guess.
Okay, I was gonna say I just want credit for it.
Kamari Lance needs to get a couple buckets or free throws, then shoot.
Yeah.
I was told that a lot too.
But that's gonna require him getting
to the paint.
He's gonna have to play in the paint a little more.
Yep. But
because Kamari, I will say, Kamari doesn't go to the rack.
Right.
He likes the one dribble and then pull up, and it's like, okay.
But that goes back to my original arc.
Yeah.
Paint with a purpose. Hey, if you get in that paint, you stop on balance, size up your man. That's exactly what they did to you.
Yeah.
Listen, and use the glass, fellas. Brandon, you had a wide open, perfect angle on the glass. Use the glass. Use the glass.
I like Brandon. Brandon did. Brandon,
I was jealous of Brandon's guys.
He won me back last night.
Number 10 got to his spot, used the glass like it wasn't nothing.
I was watching a game with L. Ellis' dad, and it was funny because him just not knowing Bellarmine, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, man, this team.
This is a good story. This is a really good story.
He was like, man, this team's so well coached.
This is L. Ellis' dad.
L. Ellis' dad's a trainer and kind of a coach too, you know? And he was like, this team's so well coached. And I'm like, hey, he's a dude, man. I'm like, and then number 10, he was like, he's just a hooper. He's just a hooper, man. Right. He's like, he just knows how to score. I mean, you know, and it's like, yeah. But they were. And, I mean, we'll see. I, the thing I love about basketball season is we play against Saturday. So you got a couple days.
I would have liked two more days.
Get it right.
Look, I'd rather came back Tuesday or something. Give me a week.
Yeah, get it right. And let's get back out there on Saturday and hopefully go 1-1.
Okay, Steve, do you want to do any sign-off
or
anything?
I want to go to Maui.
Let's make some calls.
Can I get a seat on the plane for Maui?
Can we get sponsorships?
I want to go to Maui. I feel like I need to go to Maui.
Let's send Steve to Maui. GoFundMe.com. Nick, play us out. Joining us the second half, Steve's temporary replacement.
Yeah. I'm out of here, man. I've got to do something. And this guy can take my job. So
from
he's much
3-5
better than me,
KY, Jeff Lightsey Jr. will be joining us. Rolling along, Middays with Marcus Maben, 939 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.